something that you would boil water in on the stove?
That's a kettle.
If you had a container, not like this low one, but a tall one that you put flowers in, like on the dining room table, what do you call that?
Vase.
When you set the table, what do you say? I'm going to
fix the table. That's what we said.
And what do you put on the table when you do that?
The plates and the silverware. My mother used to call one of us girls and say, come on, fix the table. Now I've about got meal ready or dinner done or supper done. There wasn't no such thing as lunch or dinner. It was breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she'd say. And she'd say, come on, fix the table.
What was the biggest meal?
Well, I guess supper was, because everyone was in at home at that time. And
that was the meal at night?
Yeah, that was the dinner meal, we call it now.
Okay.
And
you said you put the silverware on the table. What?
That was the knife and the fork and the spoon. Now, my daddy would never eat without he had a knife. And back then, we had to use knives. But now, a lot of times when I fix a table, I don't even put a knife on it without I've got some kind of meats and put a steak knife or something. I don't put them on it.
Did he use the knife for something?
Yes, he did. He cut his meat, and he used his knife to put his butter in his biscuits. And he used his knife. And he wanted a knife every time, and a saucer with his coffee. I wouldn't ever dare to put him a cup without putting him a saucer for his coffee, and he used it to pour coffee out in it to drink.
Why did he pour it in the saucer?
To cool it. And that's something that I growed out of. I used to do it, but I've growed out of it.
Did you use cloth?
Oil cloth for table covers.
Place.
There wasn't no such thing as napkins. We didn't know nothing about a napkin. And I tell you another thing. We didn't have dining tables. We had just a great big old table. Most of the time it was longer than mine and as wide or wider. And we'd have a bench on one side of it next to the wall for the little kids to sit on. And then the chairs would go around the rest of it.
What room was that?
That was in the kitchen. There wasn't no dining rooms. It was just in the kitchen. The kitchens was big then, you know. In the houses that I grew up in, the kitchen was big. And you had plenty of room.
When you weren't eating at the table, did you use the table in some other way? When you were fixing a meal, did you use that table?
We had a cook table in the kitchen, too. What they call a cook table. It's a little extra table that we made up bread on and cut the other stuff up, the vegetables and things. They called it a cook table.
It was separate from the one that
you ate. Yeah, one that we used to eat off of.
Okay. And after meal, when you take all the dishes back to the kitchen, clean them up?
We took them to the cook table, and we had to heat our dishwater and the kettle. And back then, they didn't rinse dishes. They just washed them in the hot water and dried them. Put them away. It's all done by hand. Well, if I'd have saw a dishwasher, I wouldn't know what to thought about it.
But if you were asking your children to come into the kitchen and
wash up the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, clean the dishes up.
Okay.